Hello everyone, this is Metropolis Days, and in today's video, I will be going over a Kingdom Hearts 4 theory that the Master of Masters will be the antagonist of Kingdom Hearts 4, and possibly the final boss of the series. Now, make sure you guys watch to the end, because the theory that I have of what's going to happen in Kingdom Hearts 4 is just absolutely crazy if it actually does happen. Now, this is my own theory based on my knowledge of the series, games, and lore behind everything. And as well as what was revealed in the Kingdom Hearts mobile game Union X, which really showed us what the Master of Masters' intentions were and what he was going to do to try to fulfill those intentions that he had been building upon for the entire series ever since the beginning. Now, before we get into the details, if you guys do end up enjoying this video, if you could give it a like, that would help me out a lot. And if you do want to see more content like this from me, you could hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell to get notified of when I upload next. Now, this video will contain spoilers for the Kingdom Hearts franchise and the Kingdom Hearts Union X mobile game. So if you have not experienced the story for any of the Kingdom Hearts games and are not familiar with the lore and don't want to be spoiled, then I would suggest you turn back now. So first, to talk about why I believe that the Master of Masters will be the antagonist of Kingdom Hearts 4, we have to talk about what his plan is and what are his intentions for the Kingdom Hearts universe. Of course, as we all know, or I'm assuming that the people watching this know because you're clicking on it, Kingdom Hearts 4 theory, you probably have to know something about it, but I digress. Of course, we all know that the Master of Masters can see all the events into the future, and that was because he gave his right-hand man, Lushu, his Keyblade with his eye inside of it, so that when it went to the future, he could see through time and see everything that would happen. So that's why he wrote the Book of Prophecies, so that his Dandelion team, the Keyblade wielders that he entrusted, would be able to follow that to the T so that everything can turn out how it's supposed to. It's like a time loop, kinda. Can't happen without it happening, but which happened first, you know what I mean? And the Master of Masters hates the darkness. He hates that the darkness exists, and he hates that he can't destroy it. It'll always take form in one way or another. Now, as was revealed in Kingdom Hearts Union X, when the game ended and all the story was dumped into the game and people were able to finally finish and see what happened, canonically, it was revealed that the Master of Masters wants to destroy darkness, even though it's impossible, but he found out a way to escape from the darkness, because in the Kingdom Hearts universe, there will always be darkness, even in every single corner of the universe, darkness will always have a form. Except that he figured out that what is not the reality, as in, for example, the Verum Rex game, that's not reality. That's a fantasy world that exists within the Kingdom Hearts universe. So the Kingdom Hearts universe itself is their reality. So if you take the Verum Rex game, that is their fantasy. That is their unreality. And if you see in the post-credit scene in Kingdom Hearts 3, you can see Sora, Riku, Verum Rex, and the Master of Masters all in that same place, all in the same cutscene. And Riku and Sora don't know where they are. They're all walking around bewildered at everything. And Verum Rex is sat atop a skyscraper, possibly looking at them, possibly just staring off into the distance. And the Master of Masters is the only one of those three, including Sora and Riku, that actually wants to be there, as he holds his hands up to the moon and forms a heart resembling the Kingdom Hearts from their own reality. Now, of course, we don't know how long after this takes place, Melody of Memory, because that is the last canon game that discusses what happens to Sora, and they talk about what happens to Sora in that he gets trapped in an unreality, the place that is fantasy for the Kingdom Hearts characters. So, without further ado, here is my theory. My theory is that Sora gets trapped in this unreality by the Master of Masters because he needs him to stay so that the reality does not collapse, or for some other reason that requires Sora to stay. So when Riku comes to find Sora, he ends up making it to where Sora is in the Master of Masters R, which is inside of Verum Rex's universe, and the Master of Masters will be the antagonist of Kingdom Hearts 4, because Sora has to escape Verum Rex's reality to get back to his own reality, where all of his friends are. Now, I know this sounds a little bit like Xehanort, where he was using the darkness to free Kingdom Hearts so he can remake the world with no darkness and use the light from Kingdom Hearts, but he was using darkness in order to get to that point? Like, how far was he willing to corrupt himself to be able to remake the world with no darkness and fill it with light and hope, even though he, like, literally kills one of his best friends, who just happens to be voiced by Mark Hamill? Believe the Master of Masters will try to keep Sora there for whatever reason he needs him, in his own good intentions, because he wants to escape darkness. He doesn't want to be bound by darkness and have it always be there in some form in the reality he's in, now that he's escaped into this unreality where darkness does not exist because it's a fictional dimension inside of their own reality. He can finally be free from the darkness. Therefore, he does not have to destroy the darkness, even though there is no way to do that. He can escape it altogether and live freely with that thought that he escaped. Sora and Riku are trapped there. The Master of Masters escaped there. Of course, this is just my theory. I could be completely wrong. It could be the complete opposite. You know, you never know until it comes out. And I haven't thought of this in the context of a 10 to 15 hour, 20 hour JRPG game that actually needs to be a game first. So of course, I could be wrong in a lot of aspects. But I still think the foundation of the theory would make a very interesting storyline in how the Master of Masters' intentions would be complete in staying in that unreality. Hopefully, along with the rest of his disciples and pupils that he had during that time period before he disappeared. Now that's pretty much all I had for this video and my theory on how the Master of Masters will fit into Kingdom Hearts 4 as the big bad antagonist. Of course, let me know your guys' thoughts down in the comments. Very helpful to see other types of perspectives on this theory, and if you have any other theories of what the Master of Masters is doing in Kingdom Hearts 4, that'd be super interesting and a very good read to compare to, you know, my own theories and other people's. And if you guys have made it this far, I congratulate you. And again, if you do want to see more content like this, if you could give me a subscribe and hit that notification bell to see when I upload next. I usually upload on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Sometimes that's a little bit different if it's in the morning or the afternoon. It just depends on what I get the video done. But I would extremely appreciate you guys helping me out that. I've already got a plan of what I want to do when I reach 100 subscribers, so stay tuned for that. And with that, I will see you guys in the next video. Have a good one.